We are in the middle of Siman Resh Nun Dal in Hilchos Shabbos regarding things that you start preparing the food from before Shabbos that it finishes on Shabbos. Sif Zayin, in the middle of talking about regarding baking bread. B'tanurim Shalom is on page 52. B'tanurim Shalom, our tanur, our oven, Shein Ben Radia, that there's no taking down from the oven walls. It's not how we have our ovens. So although we had said previously that if someone violated the halacha regarding shahiyah with baking, that then you could only take down three meals worth of bread. That was that there's no radiyah, you let it take down more than 3 meals worth with a knife, or whatever it is that you could stick it with. You shouldn't take down with a rachas. This is the special tool, like the special spatula or shovel. From the Mexico of Nigdachel, because it looks like a weekday type of activity. In our ovens, that there's no radia, the malachas, radia, shaykh, rak, tandur, am. Because the malacha of radia is specifically by their oven. So, madapkin, hapas, mtafne, abadafne, tandur. They would stick the bread, the dough in the oven walls. But our oven, shabbas, menachas, mshalay, tandur, that the bread is put onto the bottom. The floor of the oven, so there's no problem about radia. Sivkat mem gimel. So then the halacha is that it's permitted to be lohaitzi yaser to take out more than 3 mils worth with a knife or whatever it is that you're sticking with. Because the Magen Avraham, writes, that's talking about actually when you did it permissibly. It was already karbu paneha, it was already crusted the surface from before Shabbos. The betanurim shalahem, regarding their bread, hoyas lohaitzi kalapas. That okay, so you would be forbidden to take out all the bread in tzarchlei letzarch Shabbos that you don't need for Shabbos. Canabas sevei, like we said in sevei, afal al deishinu, even in the abnormal way, that was even if it was permitted, that a person should not do it with a. Because of this problem about radia, mashigim b'shalanu, which is not the case by ours, the leishach radia, where there's no problem about radia, but leitzik alapas, you're not taking all the bread. After harba b'harba yesim shal shudish and tzach leshabbos, even though way more than 3 mils worth you need for Shabbos. Avakol zed, there's all tov makishur it's lechem and b'shabbos that you want to eat from them on Shabbos. I can al kapon mixes mem at least some of them. The mlekin, if not, it's not the case. As lidlus letzarechol, then you're not allowed to be taking it out of the oven for the weekday purposes, but until the Baal Maser, and even just moving it in general would be forbidden, which is if you're doing it for Matzah Shabbos, for Sunday, which is because the place can write, and I'll bring wine, even though wine is not a mukta item per se, but still you're not going to be moving it or bringing it for the purposes of Matzah Shabbos. But there, it's him, the day in Yehudi Shari, that if you do it through a non-Jew, it's going to be permitted. Save El Yerabba, Mekla, De Atzmoy, Betanum Shalanu. He actually permits it through the person himself in our tenor. But Mokum Seda, she's kalkalapas, if it's going to be a situation of loss that the bread's going to get ruined if you leave it in the oven. Achamagin Avram Leinichalibaze, he's not pleased with this, that a Yochalachim Navas B'Shabbos, he could eat from the bread on Shabbos. So therefore, that's the permissibility if you're taking it out for the purposes of eating. And we're talking about when you did it in the permissible way. That's what we're saying, that even though in their tanurim you would not be able to do. More than what you need because of radia. We don't have radia, so you can do as much as you need. Sivkat mem daud, so you could take it out with a knife or whatever it is sheitchav by that you can stick with to get it out. But then the truth is the same thing. The yochel loitzi b'mak could take it out with a stick. The chazar derchshina, this all in an abnormal way. They would seem aday nihudi, meaning not with the regular rachas. It would seem that Alidei Nehudi through the non-Jew but loitzi aparachas that you could do it even with a special shovel huaklish on the moitzim by a pas b'chol. That's the vessel that we use to take out the bread during the weekday, like the pizza ovens, like you see they take out with those wooden sticks. That's a rachas. Says the Shara Tzin Leis Memgim, because anyways you have the pinna of Rebbe Lezmer Mitz, the aim and Aguda that are lenient with a rachas even to a Jew. So for sure, in combination, you could be saimich through any Yehudi. But again, that's what Mechaber said. Don't take it out with a rachas because it looks like uvdin nechal. Sivches. Lemali adam kededa asosius. First, just not fill up a pot with asosius pierced. These are mini kidneys, types of beans, legumes. Hagedelis beretzis ovel, a bubble, a grow in their tzon, not a bubble, but tumosin. These are these types of beans. Again, this is all talking about really what we call shahir, putting stuff in the oven from before Shabbos. So a person should not fill up a pot with these beans and put into the tanner erev Shabbos Simcha Shecha right before it becomes Shabbos. Why? These things they don't need to be cooked a lot. The person has in mind he's going to eat it right away. For that reason, even though it wasn't cooked at all, which we said in the past, in the previous simon, that kidra chaisa, something totally raw, is permitted right before Shabbos. No, here, it's like any dish that started to be cooked and wasn't fully cooked yet, that you now do shia, because it's going to be ready if you stoke it in time for Friday night. But then the same thing is likiba kupach, those types of ovens. Says Rama Haga, that's when there's no gar for katim. You didn't shovel out the coals or covered bevesh lachatim. Said therefore it's possible to do stoking the coals. It's basically about gemishna. Says Machab further bim osikain. Now if someone did do this, he put the beans right before Shabbos. I filled the b'shay even by mistake. Assume the matzah Shabbos al kedesh yasur. It's forbidden until after Shabbos, until the amount of time it takes to cook them. Says Mishbur siv katim memhei. Assesses with tumasim. We said that the person should not fill up a pot with these types of beans. Says same thing as all of the types of beans and vegetables and soft things. They're all not similar to meat. The previous simile said that permitted to put into the oven onto the stove right before Shabbos when it's raw. We said it's not going to get cooked for the night meal. But tomorrow's meal it's going to be cooked even without stoking. Well, these things, countless bashal, is a important category that comes up in our halach lemais and the way our food is cooked. They're easy to cook. And we're concerned that it might come to stoke the coals for the purposes of the night meal, and therefore that is a problem. Sivkat and Membav, so we're saying that you can't fill up a pot of these beans and put it l'toicha taner, inside the taner, Erev Shabbos, right before it gets dark. Says Mishra Haina, I feel who gar for katam. That's even if it's gar for katam, because it was a mission in the Gimel Sif Aleph, that still when it comes to a tanner, that doesn't help. Mio, however, tanur redidan, which is a very important halacha, our tanur, dami lakira, is more similar to akira, the shar gar for katam, that gar for katam does help, the mutak batit. Now, if it's smeared with clay, shar bachalin, it's permitted in all situations, kibi mashakaz, but a moab, Sif Aleph, behaga. Sif katam mem zain. So the Ramah had said that. The Machaber said the same thing as Kibur Kaipach, which Rama says Kishein Grufim when they're not Gar for Katim and it's possible to Chitur, which he says Akira Levadka. That's really only going on Kira. The Nakalash Rab. And the reason why I said plural Akira is Amos going in general Akira is because Ilu Kaipach actually Kaipach only Mavur Beishan Gimel. The Kishayku Beitzim actually when you heat it with wood Lo Mehanik Bivikatume actually has a look like a Tana then, which would not help. Sivkat and Memchaz. Now we said, if a person did do it, even b'shegi, then it's forbidden matzah Shabbos ad kadeshi asu until the amount of time that it takes to have cooked this on matzah Shabbos. Kadeshi lohen me'masha aval is the rabban says today's Shabbos so that he does not have benefit from what he violated the rabbinic prohibition. Vayin le'el b'simishin gimel sefal ba'agod im nesmashim b'oidim g'machim and desoi doi that if at least was cooked, and these things cook quickly, so it might have cooked g'machim and desoi from when it was before Shabbos, well, that would be enough. Siv cotton, siv test. Says Mechaber, Kayitzabai, similarly, lo yimalik chavish shalmayim, a person should not fill up a barrel of water, the yitain has a katin daf chavzayin l'teich ha-taner, and put into the taner every Shabbos m'chashecha, right before it gets dark on Friday night. Mimazikain, if he did this, assume matzah Shabbos k'vayich l'jah, so again, it's forbidden matzah Shabbos, the amount of time that it takes to have warmed it up. Sivkat mem test, says Mishabrua, should not fill up a barrel shalmayim of water, because avagav de mayim ruin l'shtayis, Chayim, even though really water is fit to drink in its raw state. Actually, its halacha should have been seemingly like peris that are eaten raw. It's actually not as good raw as fruits. Actually, the heating up really helps a lot. Think about your coffee. But it does have the gezeira of bimachata of stoking and it has the problem. Sivkat nun. And therefore, one should not put it l'teicha taner inside the taner, but taner shalona now. Again, our taner, because we grab a katam, if it's shoveled out the coals or covered, or you should tuck potato, but it's made with clay, or it's permitted, cannot, like I mentioned. But a regular taner, one should not put it in, or ours, which is not grab a katam, sipkot non alef, erf shabbos mechashecha, Friday evening as it's getting dark. Only the amount of time that it could get heat up before twilight. Af, shalay ischam, even if it's not going to be totally heated up. But at least, I'll have. That it's already warmed up.
which is the Shaar Tzinnei Memcha says, that's according to what the Rama Paskins and Rishon and Gimel, that by Tavshel, you don't need to have a special called Sarka. Same thing is regarding hot water, as brought in the Gemara. Which the Shir regarding this, so he says to look in the Bialacha and Rishon and Gimel Safal, which actually the Dirshu 41 brings regarding the Shir, Bishel, Mechem, and the Sayyid by water, Shubhasek is Mesh writes, that as long as it's warmed up in the shear that the hand would recoil, Yatzaladis, it's considered ready as a third cook, and when it's heated a little more, it's considered ready like Chatzi Bishel, which is quote-unquote Michael Mendesai. Now regarding what is the shear Yatzaladis L'chumra, so the Tribus Ekes Mesh writes not to be leaning only if it's above 71 degrees Celsius, and that's a Pinot Yashim, and Pinot Mezalman, is that even though shear Yatzaladis is not so clear, but regarding that shear, for sure, it's logical that that would be Yatzaladis. Says the Mishnah Berurah further. Pchein also leaked in mayim l'tech ha-gedera shabbat tenurim erev Shabbos m'chashech. It's also forbidden to put water inside the pots that are in the taner erev Shabbos as it's getting dark. Avag of the miskaven, although his intent is rak shalai yivka ha-gedera m'chayim shabbat taner, only that the pot should not burst from the heat in the oven. What's he stoking? But the norm mishamadich b'makelim that he uses to wash out the vessels. And yeah, we're concerned they might be stoking the coals in the tana. The kedushas chamamim that the water gets warmed up that he can use to wash out the dishes. Therefore, again, one should be careful to put them in to the oven that they heat up a little bit from before Shabbos that you don't have this problem. The Shaar Tzinnei Mitzvah says this is from the Magen Avraham. Says even though Eli Rabbi is inclined to say that for washing out we're not going to shemichata. Men Echorim quote the words of Magen Avraham la'alocha, and it's possible b'shas tzchak in the present situation if he forgot to put it from before, and he could rely on this, but he should put it in before Shkei Zachav, before the sun sets. Bir alocha, the b'maschel mat lahitzi yesim mishal shudis that we said in our tenurim that there's no redia yilada take a moment 3 meals worth. So he said look at Magen Avraham that he writes and his words are just like we find by harara by a biscuit on the gechalim on the coals as he writes in Sif Hey. Which are talking about when you attach it permissibly, as he says over there. Says the Be'alach, it's difficult, because it sounds like from that if you attached it be'isr, that is, it didn't have time to have cremes upon them, then it would not help it out to norm, even regarding taking it out. But why? Although that's forbidden to have benefit more than 3 meals worth because it was baked be'isr, like the Magen Avraham agrees in Sifkot Yodzayin, like upon them, the taking out from the oven should be permitted because there's no redia by us. And since he has to take out for the purpose of the 3 meals, so Mela, the tilt is Letzerach Shabbos, you're allowed to take out, because of that, all the bread, as the Chamin Moshe writes regarding when it was attached Beheter. Even though he only has to eat only some of them, you're allowed to take out all of them, because in each one of them, you could see Chazilei that, oh, that's fit, that could be the one. Moreover, if you look at Beis Yisr, you see explicitly, it's obvious in Beis Yisr that it's going on Hidbuk Be'isr. So the difference is the Be'alacha, where it appears, La'aniyaz Daita, the tender of Magad Avraham, what he writes, Umayri, it's actually referring to Rabbi Yeruchim. The truth, Rabbi Yeruchim is talking about such a situation because he holds from there beforehand that the whole sugya of shachar pas betaner and perikol kisvi is talking about specifically when you hidbik beheter and you attached it permissibly. Because anyways, if it be forbidden to taste at all from the bread, like the loch of tavshel shachar b'shal be'isser, and since it's forbidden to taste from it, then mele it's forbidden to take out and to move it for mundane purposes as the Magen Avraham comes out. But according to the shachar of the pasuk like the Ram and Rambam, that even when you attach be'isser b'shaygi, they permitted regarding bread that to eat from it 3 meals worth of meal, but by our tanurim, there's no isra diya. You're allowed to take all the bread. As we mentioned, Beseisav the writes his beer on the words of Ben Yeruchim. That's a little bit difficult according to this, but you could answer that his primary intent is to prove him that according to Ben Yeruchim, you permitted even more than 3 meals worth, even though he's talking about Hidbik Behetr, so the meal you could understand regarding the way we pass him, Hidbik Be'isr, that you also allowed to take more than 3 meals worth, because that would equate the Shit Saran of Hidbik Be'isr to his Shita Hidbik Behetr. Now, however, because it's a little bit of a deichik in the words of the Magen Avraham, also Prima Gaon explains like the simple understanding. So therefore he says, in the Mishnah Berurah, I quoted specifically Hidbik Beheter. But Akabam, it seems to me that even a Hidbik Be'isser, right before Get Shabbos, by mistake, and it's a situation of loss that the bread's going to get ruined, that you're allowed to take out all of it, because anyways, depending on the Eliyab is to be leaning in our tanurim on a situation of loss, even if its intent is not to eat at all, because of this. He's talking about Hidbik Beheter, and we could be made called Hidbik Be'isser, and when you need to eat from it, the 3 meals worth, as we mentioned. The Maskel Asas of Tamosin says, look at Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Mem Hey, that the same thing as all types of legumes, and that's a Shabbos Ayis in Rishon Gimel. The Prima Gada mentions many times that the het of Chaisa of raw was only by meat, which is hard, and different Masir Das. Says Pella, I saw that Magen Avraham also mentioned Sukkot Bay is that the same thing as all types of kidneys that are quick to cook, and they explain his words what it means to say is, and therefore even in the Keder is Asa. And that is Mitzayin Rabbi Yeruchim. So I looked over there very much. It doesn't sound like anything. It actually sounds a little bit the opposite. So to Rashi, Ben Yerucham quotes also these words of Rashi, and the Rashi Ben Aran quote. Sounds like Lechor that's Davka Sosim and Temosim, but other types that are not so hard to cook have the halacha like Kidra Chaisa. It says the Maisel Adin not to be makeup because Shulchan Aruch Teif is in his Shita, the Perish Asasi is like the Rambam, which are Kali and Bishul. The Bryce assists him that similar to the barrel of water at the end, according to this, one should not be makel, so too by everything besides for Kidra Chaisa, which are I see that by Bimachata, then it's going to be quick to cook even by Naitar. Some of the deer shoes, issue number 33, we said that in our tanurim there's no radia, so to taking down bread or a cookie from what we have in our times. And this in Karel, it says that since you don't need a umnis to take them down when they're whole from all their sides, so it's not similar to radia that Chazal said it's forbidden. It's Gemara Shabbos considered radia a pasak chachma, and that it should stay intact from all sides. We don't have that even in our artisan type of confectionery type of pastries. Tradition number 35 says El Yerab is Mekel and our tanurim makab say that the bread's going to get ruined. So regarding meat that wasn't sold for 3 days, if you don't wash it today, the bread's going to be forbidden to be cooked. The Mishpura brings in Shin Chavav the Chorinim disagree on the Magen Avraham and they permit to wash it through a Nachri, and that they consider like a hefsid. Right, so with the name of Rav and Shimon Ben Behuda, that it's not possible to wash it through a nachri, a Jew could wash it. Just adds on that if the meat is in a good vessel, you should wash on it his hands until it'll be that way, get soaked in water. However, regarding taking the fats from the milk, where there's no butter, and it doesn't need the Shuman on Shabbos, it's just doing it so that the milk doesn't get ruined, right, so shouldn't you test not to do this only through a non-Jew? And the reason for the difference, Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, is that taking the fat from the milk is considered like being misak in the guf hadavim. That you're not allowed to do letzarechol, which is not the case when washing meat, which is only to continue the extending situation so that you can salt it afterwards. And even though regarding klishim lach leheter, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Shin Ches, that you're allowed to move it from chamel itself, from the sun to the shade, so that it doesn't break or get stolen, even though lechayra preparing like that a kli for the meisachol for the weekday. Shulchan Aruch explains that this tilt is not considered as a chana for the yemeisachol, because the whole pu'ula doesn't have a tirch, and also it's ruggle to do it without thinking if it's going to come out of te'elis for the weekday. It's not considered as a chana for the yemeisachol. Dirshu 39 said by water there's a gzeir chiter. Now, if the volume of water is so much that it's only going to be really ready the following morning, to get heated up. Chaznish writes that since it takes so long, he's masich das from using it at nighttime, and tomorrow's going to be ready anyways without chitur, so then you could compare it to basal chai. And since you could be misarf other kulas, so we cannot be meicha whoever's noig het to such a situation. However, he adds on that if a person would use it in the middle of the night, he gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning, wants his tea, then it wouldn't be a het to, because then it would be chashash shabil, so that it is going to be ready at that time at nighttime. Dish number 40, we said that if the water was already heated up, even though it wasn't called tzarkan, so that's okay. However, if the water did not get a chance to boil up from before daytime, the Pinchas Nish is that you should not take out some of them on Shabbos, because he's going to go through that the remaining water in the pot will be quickened to cook. And that's what's brought in Shabbos Eximosh. For that reason, he also says forbidden to do Shia of the water in the kettle, as long as it didn't bubble, because he might come to take out some of them. Another Shabbos Mechaz Yitzchik is not sure. It's possible that that it's going to quicken up the cooking by removing an obstacle. That's not through an action like magus, like mixing. It's not considered as bishul, and therefore that would be permitted. Now to be masha the water in an electric kettle that has pipe that measures the height of the water in a situation when there's no problem because it's a shia. For example, let's say the water was already partially heated up before Shabbos. Bin Yashiv is that you're not use it on Shabbos because mitzis is that the water in that pipe. It's not bubbling, the bubbling of the water in the mechem. And that's the case. When you take a water from the mechem, the water from the pipe goes into the mechem and it gets cooked through the bubbling water in the mechem. Maybe that would be a problem. Dirshu